Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So we're going to start today with some parsha like always. It happens to be usually, although it doesn't exactly work out this year, that Thanksgiving is right around Parshas V'Yetzeh, and there's always a lot to talk about in terms of Thanksgiving, in terms of the concept of Hoda'ah when it comes to this week's parsha, because obviously we read about the birth and the naming of Yehuda, which is the most overt and clear expression of gratitude in the Torah. So let's talk a little bit about Hoda'ah, that Hakaras HaTov, about the idea of gratitude, at least as it appears in the Torah. Leah says, after the birth of Yehuda, Hapam Odes Hashem. Why Hapam Odes Hashem? Wasn't she thankful for her first three children? It's only Hapam Odes Hashem. So, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were probably like, hey, what's wrong with us? You know, now you're going to be Odes Hashem. So, of course, the Rashi tells us, because Higiani Yosef Michalki, the Pasuk says that right away, Vatavon Miledes, that because she got more than her chelek, more than she should have gotten, that's why the Vatavon Miledes. Pasuk says she was Odes Hashem, and then she stopped giving birth. She had four sons, rapid succession, and then had a pause. It wasn't the last of her children, but it was the last for a while. So the Torah Al HaTorah says that she made a mistake in thanking Hashem without asking for more. And that's why Vatamod Miledes. It's a very astonishing comment. Meaning by saying Hapamodes Hashem, that and stopping at that, stopping at being Odes Hashem, at being Modet, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Vatamod Miledes. That's why she wasn't able to continue conceiving right away. She wasn't able to continue to have children right away. Apparently, it was inappropriate to just be Modet, and what she should have also done was include a Tefillah Ala Asid, that along with the Hoda'ah, along with the gratitude, there should have been some sense of, and therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam, I also want more. I also want to be able to have more children. She didn't ask for more children after having Reuven, Shimon, and Levi either, but there was also no explicit Hoda'ah after Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And apparently, part of Hoda'ah is a Bakasha for the future, which is a very astonishing thing. It's only once she's giving Hoda'ah that she's taken to task for not asking for more, for not pushing for more. Rachel apparently learned that lesson from Leah, and when Yosef was born, she thanked Hashem for removing her humiliation, and what did she do right away? Osef li ben acher. That right away, she asks, I'd like to add on another child. I'd like to have another child in addition to Yosef. So there is this this concept that along with the Hoda'ah, part of the Hoda'ah has to be a tefillah for more. And that Yisod comes up in several places. This is not an anomaly. This happens all over the place. We say it every day in Shemoneh Esrei, Modim, and then right away, right after Modim, we turn around and say Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom is not part of the Bakashos of Shemoneh Esrei. It's part of the Hoda'ah section of Shemoneh Esrei. And yet, we're asking for Shalom. And is there any greater source of bracha than Shalom? Bracha, Shalom is the clay kibul for all bracha to be chal. So right after we do the overt, direct, clear Hoda'ah, we right away turn around, Sim Shalom, when we ask Hashem for the most important bracha that we could possibly have. In Halal, we thank Hashem, and then we come to the apex and we say, Ana Hashem Oshiana. Clearly a bakasha. That's not a Hoda'ah, Ana Hashem Oshiana. That's a bakasha. So we're doing Hoda'ah, 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 and then Ana Hashem Oshiana. Why does that follow from Hoda'ah? Apparently, what follows from Hoda'ah is an additional bakasha. In Nishmas, Adheina Zruni Rachamecha, and then Alta Cheni Hashem Elokim Lanetzach. Again, right after expressing how Hashem has helped us and how Hashem has had Rachmim on us, Hashem has had Rachmanas on us, right away we say that we want more from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Asiyu Masechta, Modem Enach Lufinach Shesamta Chukenu Miyash Bias Medzal, Samach Lufinach Shekranus, V'chulei V'chulei, and then we ask, Hashem, you should help me to do more and to accomplish more and to finish more svarim and to start more svarim and to do more. Every time, even when we bench gomel, what happens right away? A person bench, that's the greatest expression of hodah that we have, right? Those are the four people that bench gomel. That is the very example of hodah. And what's the response? Misha gmachu kultiv, we gmachu kultiv sela. Right away, and you should have more kultiv sela. You should have more good things that happen to you. Apparently, part of Hoda'ah is something about asking for the future. What is the story with that? Why is that? It seems off. It seems like that, meaning if you think about it like an interpersonal, a human interaction, why would it be important to ask for more every time you say thank you? It would seem totally inappropriate in a human interaction. The moment somebody gives you something, you immediately turn around and ask for more. Somebody were to go out of their way to do you a favor. You know, someone shovels the snow from your driveway. Would it be appropriate to say thank you and give them a gift, or say thank you and hope you do it next time also, because you know I could use that help in the future also? That's totally inappropriate. A person did you a favor and you say thank you and that's it, and you don't expect more and you don't ask for more. But somehow in our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, every time we say thank you, there's also a request for more. There's also something that follows where we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam for more. It's also strange that we have so many bakashos in davening. And not only that we have so many, I mean, the bulk of Shemoneh Esrei during the week is bakashos. You know, it's not really the purpose of tefillah. The purpose of tefillah is not because we want to give the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, a list of things that we want. The purpose of tefillah is to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The purpose of tefillah is to be able to pour our hearts out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But that so much of it is bakashos. And not only that, but if you skip one of them, it's ma'akev the entire Shemoneh Esrei. I skipped one bakasha. You know, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, I have to ask for all these things every day. You know, what if I don't care that much today about punishing the Malshinim? I'm okay with letting the Malshinim go for a day. Or like, what if today, like, it doesn't bother me so much to ask for the judges to be restored to their former glory? That's not just what talks to me today. Like, today I'm okay with asking for refuah and for, you know, things like that. Like, if you skip one, of the bakashas, it's whether the whole thing becomes invalid. It's like a requirement that we have to have bakasha, achar bakasha, achar bakasha. So what is the role of bakashas, and what is its connection, what is its relationship to hoda'ah? So I heard from Rabbi Reisman Shlita in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains that when we look at our successes and our brachos, we always have to look at it in the proper lens. We always have to look at it in the proper frame. It always has to be viewed as a chance to enhance Kvod Shamayim. That's the purpose of having success. That's the purpose of having bracha in our lives. Success and bracha is not so that our lives can be more easy. It's not so that our lives can be more pleasurable, more enjoyable. Those are nice side benefits. But the reason we need all of the things we ask for in Shemoneh Esrei is to be able to serve Hashem properly. People who are not healthy very often do not have the koach to serve Hashem properly. They do not have the koach to do all of the mitzvahs that they would normally do. People who do not have a sense of peace in their lives, they don't have the inspiration of Yerushalayim, all of the things that we ask for. Without those things, they inhibit our ability to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every bracha that we have, and every bracha that we ask for, is an emtsa'i to get us to the sense of Kvod Shamayim. That's why we ask for things, because our lives are for the purpose of Kvod Shamayim. Someone actually sent me a video today, a guy who never sends me videos. He's pretty good about it. About not sending me too much stuff. Like I said, I don't send you too many things, but this one was great. So it was actually very, very nice part. He said that, I forgot who the fellow was, a guy taking a video from his car was telling a story, and he was saying that he once, maybe you guys saw this video, I don't know, he said that he was in Israel and he needed to get from Kever Rachel to back home or something, and he was hitching a ride, and a Haredi guy stopped and picked him up, and he said, "Where are you going?" He told him where he lives, and then he said to the guy, to the driver, "Where do you live?" And the guy told him where he lives, and he's like, "Oh, so that's like totally out of your way. Just drop me off by the kvish, and I'll take a whatever. I'll hitch another ride from the intersection or something." And the guy said, "No, it's not out of my way." He's like, yeah, it is out of your way. I know that it's out of your way because I happen to know where you live and I happen to know where I live and I happen to know where we are, and, you know, they're in different directions. So it's clearly out of your way. And the guy said, no, I'm on the way to Gan Eden, you know, like I'm on the way to Shemayim, you know, like this is the way to get there. So it doesn't mean, you know, everything I do, it's just the purpose is to get to Gan Eden. So that's exactly on my way. If I could do chesed to another Jew, so that's exactly what I'm going to do. So it's all on my way, meaning a certain hashkafa sachayim to be able to look at whatever I'm doing. What am I here for? I'm here to enhance kvod shemayim. I'm on the way to Gan Eden. What's out of my way is whatever takes me away from that path of being, you know, what do they call off the derech? Off the derech? What derech? Off the derech of giving your parents nachas? Off the derech of of what? Of the derech, the way that we're headed toward Gan Eden. And when one views their life as mission driven, when one views their life as trying to accomplish, as trying to achieve a certain mission, then Hashem put us here to carry out a mission. Hashem put us here to carry out His will, to work for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then one views all of the brachos that they have as the wherewithal to be mekadesh shem shemayim, to be mar bekvod shemayim. So then it makes perfect sense to ask for further kiddush shem shemayim. It's not like your neighbor shoveling your walkway. It's more like your boss gives you a positive review. And when you say thank you for the positive review, you ask for more opportunity to do good for the company, more opportunities to be able to increase profits for the company. Part of hoda'ah is the recognition of the purpose of the gift. It's the hoda'ah is not just, oh, thank you, Hashem, because that was really gishmak. I really enjoyed that. That was very... The purpose of our lives is not so that we can have things easy. It's not so that we can have things in the most enjoyable way, in the most pleasant way while we're here. But and it's an incomplete hoda'ah if that's where it stops. So when Leah says, Hapa modes Hashem, moda ta Hashem, says the Torah la Torah, it was incomplete. You have to follow that up, and you have to say, and because I appreciate that you've given me more than my chelek of shiftei ka, I want more opportunities to do more for you. I want more, because that's the whole purpose of this. The whole purpose of this is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's such a pashut hashkafa for a person to have, and it's so obvious when we hear it and when we think about it, but so often, you know, we don't think about it. So often, we just think about, you know, what we would like to have, what our wish lists are. And that's really not what being a Jew is about. It's about being an Eved Hashem, always working for the Ribbono Shel Olam. One of the things I often quote in my 18 years in teaching in DRS, Rabbi Kamenetsky used to like drill home to us like over and over again whenever there was like a difficult decision to be made. You know, about the future of a kid, and you know, if he's had, you know, sometimes you know, before he would throw a kid, not throw a kid, ask a child student to leave yeshiva, he would never make that decision on his own. He would always have to consult with all the rabbi and make sure that there's no way we could possibly salvage the situation. And he would remind us that remember, you don't work for me. Don't do what you think I want. You don't work for the HAL board. Don't do what you think they want. You work for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do what you think the Ribbono Shel Olam wants over here. Tell me what you think the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us over here. And that was like such a critical... I just heard Rabbi Kamenetsky say, just Agav, he's such an incredible person. He said that every time he has to ask a boy to leave the yeshiva, he offers them a daily chavrusa on the way out. That you know, that the child should never feel that he's abandoning them. No, I still want to be connected with you. Unfortunately, I can't provide you with what you need in this yeshiva at this time. But it doesn't mean I don't want to be a rebbe. But the hashkafa that everything we do, it's because I work for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's because I want to be mar bekvod shemayim in this world. I want to do whatever I can to be mar bekvod shemayim. And then, you know, all of life decisions become much more clear when we think in those terms. A lot of times you just have to, you know, you're struggling with something. Should I choose this profession or that profession? Should I live in this place or that place? Whatever the major decisions that you have in life may be, and you're struggling one way or the other, you know, it's sometimes helpful to, you know, people like to make lists, you know, this, the positives and the negatives on this side and that side, and those are good and they're helpful. The most helpful thing sometimes is to take a step back and say, what do I really think the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from me over here? And, you know, just make sure that that's what we're geared toward. Not like, oh, the lists on the positive are what's going to make my life easier, and the lists on the negative are what's going to make my life harder. What does Hashem want from me? What's going to be marvei kavod shemayim the most in this world? Because that's ultimately our mission every single time, and that's the lesson from Leah and from Rachel. Okay.